Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KCA GTS calling. Thank you.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
CFA EDQ on the mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 88 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 88 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Showers. 88 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 86 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Special weather statement. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 86 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KFAEDQ, listening.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 90 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 90 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 88 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KFAEDQ on the mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 86 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YV checking in.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC.
This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday night pre-net. Do I have any check-ins for the pre-net? Call now.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec. K8PCQ, Dave Bay City. I'll be in and out, Ron. 73s. No traffic.
Do I have any other pre-net check-ins for the Severo Monday Night Net? Call now.
KFDMMH, Echo Link.
Saginaw Township, no traffic. Okay, we got KD8MMH in there and had it doubled with another station. What was the other station? Try again. This is KF8EDQ, Mike from Saginaw Township, no traffic. Gotcha, Mike. Okay, everybody stand by here. We'll get to the net here in just a few seconds. So stand by, KJYBF.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly clear, 81 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron, my call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ in and out, KD8MMH, and KF8EDQ. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those stations that are on short time, in and out, or mobile. Call now. Okay, we'll continue on to Echolink. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue with our regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Savara net? Call now.
This is Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey Dave, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is NAKTR, November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
It is KDHPAZ, Mary Burke, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list that I have. I have KE8PCQ, that was in and out. KD8MMH, Mike, I take it you're on Echolink. KF8EDQ, WADW, NAKPR, NADUI, and KD8PAZ. Do I have any additional check-ins or corrections? Call now. Okay, we're going to start out with KD8MMH, standby KF8EDQ. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Yes, you are correct, Ron. I am on Echolink. Actually, the Echolink app on the iPhone updated and changed a little bit. You don't get the little microphone icon like you used to, so it's kind of confusing though when I hit transmit. Anyway, yes, this evening I'm up in Petoskey. Spent the weekend up here in the UP and up north. Went to Antique Boat Show up in Hessel on Saturday morning, and then went to Mackinac Island Saturday afternoon. A little bit of rain. Actually, it came down pretty good there. Saturday afternoon, probably around 6:30, 7 o'clock, up until maybe 8 o'clock or so. And rained a little bit today also on the way back down around Mackinac City to Petoskey here between about 10 o'clock, 11, 10 o'clock and about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So weather hasn't been perfect, but other than that, yeah, it was quite hot and muggy on the island there Saturday too. Other than that, enjoying my annual vacation here up to the UP and points north. So I think this will be my only go around too, Ron, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone and hope everyone has a great week ahead. And thanks for doing the net tonight, Ron. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Well, all right, Mike, thanks for checking in your travels here. I know in a couple of weeks I will be trying to do the same thing. I will be gone for both two Sundays and two Monday nets. For 10 days, I'll be gone down to Arkansas or in my travels. I will try to get in via Echo Link from the hotel or wherever I might be at that point, but we'll see how that works out. So the first Sunday night going down should be in someplace in Missouri. And the second night, I'll be at my hotel down in Russellville, Arkansas, on Monday. And then on the return trip on Sunday, I should be back somewhere around Evansville, Illinois, I think it is, that I have my hotel. And then I'll be back that Monday on Labor Day itself, so I might make that one as well. So, all right, next up on the list, we'll go to KF8EDQ, standby W8DW. Good evening, Mike.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, Ron, thank you for doing the net tonight. What happened over the last week? I went to orientation at the hospital on Tuesday, Ducky and I did, so we can get more acquainted with the building, sign some paperwork, and we're going to go back again this week to go get our badges and to get tested for TB. And then we will be full-fledged members of the volunteer dog therapy dog squad there. What else? I missed the net last night because I was at Tallis Point State Park to take pictures with my mom's side of the family. It was nice. I took my DMR with me. And I tried to hit a few repeaters. It's kind of a dead zone in that particular area, but for FM repeaters anyway. But I was able to hit the Pinconning repeater, which was 37 miles away with my handheld DMR. So I was able to talk to a couple of guys that I've talked to before on DMR, because I monitor that regularly. But it was an impressive feat. I was quite impressed with the radio. I guess that's all for me at this time. This is KF8EDQ. Back to net.
All right, Mike. Well, fine business on that. Able to hit the repeater there. I am not on DMR very much. I do have a DMR radio. It is only programmed for the Central Michigan Emergency Network repeaters around the state. They're up to like 30 or something right now. They just put a couple more up in the UP. So when you key up, at least on their repeaters, you key up 20 or close to 30 repeaters around the state, so you can talk about anybody around here. I do not have anything that's programmed either in the radio or through my hotspot for outside of that network, so really not into the Rag 2 NDMR 4, any of the Brandmeister or anything. I might get into that at some point, but really haven't had time to look into anything more than what I have right now. I do have to update my DMR radio for the new repeaters that they have brought online. Most of those are using the same frequency as another radio, either on the east side of the state, west side of the state, something they duplicate with something. So it's basically just updating the description in the radio to so that you know if you're what repeater on the east side or the west side that you've got. So, all right, next up on the list, WADW, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KCAYVF, WADW. Hot one. We golfed today. Last week, we golfed 3 days last week, and I'll tell you, it's a couple of days by the time you get about the about four holes in, you're just about had it. That's the way it was actually this morning. We our group went out at 9 o'clock this morning, and by about quarter to 10, 10:30, somewhere between there, it was hot. It was a very, very hot day out there golfing. Hopefully it'll cool down a little bit for our Wednesday group. Not a whole lot more going on. I've been sort of playing around with a, trying to build a Wi-Fi repeater. I got a couple of old routers that I've been using, so I've been playing with it. Played with my Starlink Mini. It seems to work okay. I actually went in the backyard today amongst the trees, and there's not a lot of sky open in my backyard, and I was able to connect up, but not real good. So hopefully we do some camping. Hopefully we'll have a spot where we can get at least a look at the sky someplace. You're supposed to take and have it pointed to the north, but it'll work almost any place. And with a Mini, you can actually do it in a mobile, so it should work about any place. That's about all I got. I'll turn it back to you there, Ron, KCAYVF, WADW.
All right, Dave. Sounds good. Yeah, I know clear line of sight, trees and all of that stuff. I might be having an improvement in my situation here. My neighbor next door has a very large tree. It's basically covering, at the moment, it's covering my vertical antennas, my 2-meter, my 6-meter, my APRS, basically are almost covered with them. We had trimmed that tree back about 3 or 4 years ago, back over the fence line, but in that amount of time, they're back over again. So I talked to the neighbor about possibly doing some trimming on the tree or whatever, and I know last time the neighbor next door and myself, we split the cost so I could get them out of my way. Well, she said, well, hold on. She says, I'm having an arborist come over, and the tree is splitting down the middle, so I may be taking that tree down. For shade-wise, that would be bad. That's my only shade in the backyard, so we kind of enjoy that during the first part of the day in our back patio. It gives us some shade. We can sit back there and enjoy it and that. So having the tree there is a plus. But on the opposite side is that takes down an 80-foot obstruction that would allow me to put up one of the microwave dishes at least and get down to Rosine pretty much unobstructed. It would also cut all of my late leaf pickup, because that tree does not typically drop leaves until late November, and I am out there pretty much until the snow flies picking up leaves from that tree. So there would be two to the plus side and one to the negative side, so I'm kind of leaning toward the plus side. I hope that tree comes down, and that would eliminate a lot of things for me. So, all right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue down the list with N8KPR, standby N8EUI. Go right ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Ron. Everybody else in the net. Yeah, another hot one today. Didn't get a whole lot done, but, you know, did what I could do. I got to install a new garage door opener. It works with the button. I think I discussed this last week, but it works with the push button, you know, inside the garage, but the remotes don't want to work. Sometimes it'll open up, sometimes maybe it'll just close it, sometimes it don't work at all. And I tried reprogramming them, and it's the remote to come with the opener, and it's the remotes in the vehicles, you know, the ones you have right that were built into the vehicle. They all worked at one time, but now it's hit and miss. So, I could not find anything anyplace on how to do that, on how to, what the problem was, so. And it was 30-something years old, so I says, well, I'll just get a new one. But it's been so doggone hot, I got to close the garage door to get to some of the wiring, and, you know, to put the other one, take the one down and put the other one up, and I'm like, oh my God, it's so hot out, I don't really want to deal with it. So, in the meantime, I'm just going to hop out of the vehicle and do what I got to do so it cools off a little bit. Yeah, I can do it late at night or early in the morning, but nah, I don't feel like it. And I got to run till the garden, but that's another thing that's just ain't going to happen until it cools off a little bit. Yeah, hopefully we get some rain tomorrow. I got a little bit today. I only got about, 900ths of an inch, 0.09 inches, so not a lot. Come down hard and quit. But one boom of thunder, and that was it. But I'll take what I can get for right now. Back to net control, and it keep here.
All right, Bob, yeah, I would not want to be closed up in the garage working on that either. A nice 75-degree or 70-degree day would be in the outlook, at least, to do some work like that. Although, I think tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, it's supposed to be back down to the low 80s, back down to 80, 81 degrees, 82 degrees. So that may give you a little break in there. That may be a little bit better, but still could be fairly warm at that point. And at work, I work off an 81 and I-75, and we did get, for about 10 minutes, we got a good rain out there. It poured like crazy for a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes, and then it kind of a little rain before that, a little rain after that, so maybe 10 minutes total. Don't know what we got out there, but I checked my security camera at home, and my driveway was bone dry. I looked at the radar. We didn't get a thing here. So, again, for this month so far, from the 1st of July through today, I'm still sitting at 9/100ths of an inch. So in almost 6 weeks, basically, of in time-wise, for less than an inch of rain. So not good at all. We really need it around here, and it seems to go north of us or south of us. So that's what's going on at the moment. All right, we'll continue on with NADUI. Tom, stand by KD8PAZ. Good evening, Tom.
Okay, good evening, Ron, and everyone else. This is AEUI. Hope everyone's doing well, staying cool. I wish I could say that for us. We just got back from camping back at 2 o'clock this afternoon. We started camping. We went camping. We checked in last Thursday. We didn't go very far. We have a 9-year-old granddaughter, and trying to find some place where she could, a campsite where she could be entertained a lot. So we ended up going to Yogi Bear in Frankenmuth, someplace close. Just because they have a lot of activities for kids, so that's what we were doing with her. But they had a lot of activities, but it was just so blasted hot, we just ended up retreating to the pool 2 or 3 times in one day. We were in the pool about 3 times every day since Thursday evening, and we go in for an hour and come back out, go back in, and that's basically all we did, just to stay cool. We couldn't even eat outside; it was just so hot. We just had the air conditioning in the camper going nonstop to cool everything off, and so I went outside and I we had simple food. We had pulled pork. We had sloppy joes, our homemade sloppy joes, and some Kokos hot dogs, and put them on my little grill. I have a little propane grill and grilled them up. And she was happy with that. And we went and got ice cream, things like that. So let me break real quick. So yeah, ice cream, and then like I said, there were some activities going on for the kids, but even a lot of the kids, they weren't even going to the activities either. Everybody was in the pool, so we had to time it because it got to the point where they had an indoor and outdoor pool, and the outdoor pool, we went over there Saturday evening for about a couple hours, and it started getting more and more full, so we ended up going over to the indoor pool. It was less, there were fewer people at the indoor pool on Saturday night, so we ended up spending most of the time in the indoor pool. And we'd go there right dinner time, because we eat early and then go at dinner time, because that's when everybody else was eating dinner, it seemed like. So it was fewer people when we went. So, but got home this afternoon about 2 o'clock, and yeah, it was just blistering hot. I was trying to, you know, put everything away, get everything all set up, and it was just, you know, just so darn hot. So it's good to be home, but we're gonna camp again probably maybe next month. Things start to hopefully cool off a little bit. The grass is a lot to be desired. I backed the camp. We have a carport next to the house, and I had to drive over some of my grass to get the camper straight. And just running over the grass, it's just crunched. You know, just usually the grass is nice and green, and you drive over it, and it'll spring back up. But this is just flattened right out. It's like kindling out there. So hopefully we get some rain. We need a lot of rain, but I'll take a little bit just to get things green again a little bit. So hopefully it'll come soon. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back, hear what everybody else has to say, and I'll catch us all in the 73rd round. This is NAEUI.
Okay, Tom, yeah. It would not be really fun in this heat to actually go camping, and at least you got air in the camper. That does help, but like I said, with a pop-up that we have nothing. You're at the mercy of whatever Mother Nature gives you, and even fans inside the camper just blows the hot air around, so it's not good at all. And, of course, I can't imagine too many people have roaring campfires at night either. It cools off a little bit, but I know the last few days it's been only in the upper 70s to low 80s at nighttime temperature, so that's no fun either if you can't have a campfire, or at least not enjoy it in that regard. So, all right, next up on the list, KDA-PAZ, and then we'll do another station break. Good evening, Benny. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KC8YBF. This is KDA-PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here. Yeah, I'm not doing too much. I did get my laundry done, and I put out my garden hose because I got the guy coming tomorrow to clean out my septic tank. I figured it was time to do it, seeing it's been 9.5 years since I've had it cleaned out. So anyway, other than that, stayed inside where it was nice and cool. So this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Yeah, Manny, that's a good plan. Stay inside. I'm inside all day at work, so at least I got cool temperatures there. And then pretty much I've stayed home tonight. I've been working on some things and haven't been able to get it to work right. I'm trying to transfer. I'm doing maps for my trip, the route that I want to take on Google Maps, and then transfer it to my phone so I can use Android Auto in the vehicle for my mapping. Basically, it doesn't work. I want to do a custom route, and Google Maps will not let you. You can drag and drop and do whatever you want on the screen, and you can save that link so you can come back to it later. When you try and take that link and send it to your phone, or you just copy the link and try and bring it up in a browser and send it to Google Maps, it changes you back to a normal route to whatever it thinks is quickest or the shortest or whatever. It does not take the route. So my route down to my friend's house by Peoria wants to take me through south end of Chicago. That is not where I want to be. The route I'm taking is down basically to Indianapolis and then cutting over off on I-69-24, and that's a straight route over to Peoria, Illinois from there. So staying as far away from the turnpike in Chicago as possible, but Google Maps will not allow me to do that. Every time it reroutes itself back to that route, and I've spent a couple hours online tonight trying to research how to do that, and there's been several different ways to do it, and I've tried each one of those ways, and as soon as I get it to my phone, it reroutes me automatically back through Chicago or to the south end of Lake Michigan, South Chicago area. So I haven't figured that one out yet. I've still got to work on it. I got a week and a half here to get it figured out. And from there. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. All right, take a quick turn, leaves for me over the weekend. Again, outside as much as I could stand. Worked on my trailer over the weekend. I had to get, I've been using the trailer for storage, so I had to get some things out. I transferred some things to my back garage, into my, I got another little shed out back into those areas. So there's still a couple of things in the trailer, but I'll get those out about 2 days, 3 days before I leave. They will get stuffed in my garage until I get back in that regard. But I had to redo some lighting in it. I have one battery-operated light in it. I changed the batteries. It still didn't work, so I had to go up to Menards and grab some additional lighting. There is a 12-volt light in the trailer, but I've never been able to get it to work. So when I connect it to the vehicle so that it's got power, I do not get anything at the light. There's a switch on the light itself. There's a on-off switch at the door, but it doesn't do anything on it, and I've checked the bulb. The bulb's good, so I'm not sure what's really going on there, so I have to use some battery-operated lights in there. And I also changed out the tire chalk that holds the bike up in there. I had a different one. The one that I normally have or use before works fine for my old bike because it's got a smaller front tire, but it doesn't work for the bigger bike, so I had to get that put into it. I spent most of the day, and then I did some cleanup of it, and still got a couple of things I want to do. And then I noticed that my right light, blinker, stop, turn, running light on the back, there's one on each side, LED light, only half the segments or half the LEDs on the right-hand side were working. So ordered another one from Amazon. That should be in tomorrow. Although when I pulled it out to see what if I needed two-wire or three-wire, they left me about an inch of wire. So when I pull it out, it does not come out far enough for me to actually cut off the old light and wire on the new light. So I'm going to have to disassemble part of the trailer on the inside, take out part of the wood wall and some other metal and that to be able to get to the wires on the backside in order to be able to wire in the new light. So thank you for the company. They obviously put the light in when it was... They put the light in when during manufacturing, and then they put the walls up after that. So good for them, bad for me. I've got some work to do in the next week and a half to get that light replaced. All right, we'll go back up to the top of the list. We got Mike was checked out. We'll go back to KF8EDQ, standby WATW. Good evening again, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. I'm familiar with the WACMN website that has all of the DMR information on it. At one point, I have all the repeaters in my DMR split up into zones, so I, with my DMR, I can say that I'm at home and I have a set of repeaters in that zone, and it will, you know, if I scan, then it will only scan those in the zone. But I've got hotspots. I have two functioning right now. I've got a third one that I got to put together, and a fourth one where the rest of the parts are coming in Amazon this week. And I have one dedicated to statewide one, which is it's a Yaesu System Fusion reflector for statewide one. That's one of my hotspots is dedicated to that. The other one's dedicated to the East Coast reflector. And I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to do with the next two, but I'm always listening to something. But what else? I'm probably going to go back to the hospital. Yeah, I got to go back to the hospital this week and get TB tested and get our badges. And there's been a bunch of new volunteers at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter lately, which is a good thing. We got to get them all trained and familiar with the facility, so that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. But it's been nice hearing everybody. I'll say 73s, and we'll catch you on down the log again. This is KF8EDQ, back to net.
All right, Mike. Well, I'm glad that you're doing the volunteer work. Got the dog trained in that, and to go to the hospital, I know that would really help out a lot of people. to have the dog there as a comfort animal and that. You see it all the time happening on different hospitals around the country on TV and that, so it's a fantastic idea. Next up on the list, WADW, standby, NAKPR. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rod. We don't have a whole lot more for the net. Just going to try and stay cool this week. Got a few projects to be done. I try and get out in the morning and do it. Actually, I went out yesterday morning and washed the truck, so we got that nice and clean. But you got to do your stuff in the morning. I figured by washing the truck, I'd make it rain, but it didn't work, Ron. It normally happens. That's always happened in the past, but it just doesn't seem to happen this time. Anyway, 7th Regents, thanks for doing that. Catch everyone down the log. KCAYVF, WADW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, that's usually the case when I wash my car. It rains. And it did. We washed both my wife's car and my new car yesterday, and it did rain. Where those vehicles were parked, it rained at work. Where mine was at, it rained out at my daughter's house, where my wife's were at. So it did work. It just, both cars were not in my driveway to make it rain here. So that was the bad point, I guess. We took the vehicles and took them to different places, and that's where it rained today. So wife's car will be home tomorrow, but it's already rained on that car, so we probably won't get anything. We'll wait and see. There is a 70% chance for rain, at least the last time I looked. Let me stop for just a second to do a break here. I almost forgot this public service announcement here. For those of you who have not heard, if you go to the KADAC website, I have up at the top of the page in the club news section some important information. If you have not heard of this, read the information that I have up there, watch the videos that I have links to, and then submit your comment to the FCC. There is a threat to the 440 amateur radio band from a commercial company. The FCC is considering a proposal to use the 430 to 440 frequency band, ham radio band, for a global satellite network by a commercial company called AST Space Mobile. This basically system is coming, what they've already done, they've already put up four satellites using ham radio frequencies, which to me the FCC should be fining them for, because they are transmitting on amateur radio frequencies without a license, without any approval from the FCC. So in my opinion, they should be fining this company for doing so, and also having them turn off the satellites, because they already have been recording harmful interference. They want the FCC to grant them use of that 430 to 440 band across the world. So not only in the United States, but to supersede all of the other governing bodies in Canada and Australia and Europe, to give up, everybody to give up those frequencies for this satellite network. And they want the basically FCC to grant this and leave, supersede everybody else, that nobody else around the world gets a say-so in that. So there is the ARRL comments. There is the AST comments. I have a link for that. There is an article I have from PC Magazine that made comments on this. There are two videos from the first one that came out from Ham Radio DX, one of the YouTubers talking about this. There is a follow-up video after ARRL made comments, and then they came back with their counter comments. So there's a second video that talks about that. There is also another video from Ham Radio Prep. So if you watch the video from Ham Radio Prep, he will tell you what he actually said to submit your comments to the FCC. I did those today. I sent that through. So there was instructions, and basically what he said, that we are opposed to the FCC granting this, not only for the United States, but for the world. They do not have the authority to give away those frequencies to an American company to across globally across the world. So, you know, if you want to keep your frequencies in the 440 band, then submit out your information there. It's a short little thing. You put your name, your address, your call sign if you got it, and then just some comments about this. So get it out there. They've already had 17 international groups voice their opposition against this, as well as thousands of hams in the United States and, again, across the world. Not sure what their numbers are. So this is something that should not happen, and they're claiming that they will not cause interference, that it's going to be intermittent, but they're planned to put up 248 satellites that basically will blanket the world and essentially interfere with ham radio, satellite communications, and emergency communications. So there's my 2 cents there. Take a look on the KADAC website. All right, next up on the list, and KPR, stand by, Tom, NADUI. Good evening again, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, and thank you for that information. Sounds like a hostile takeover. And sounds like they're pretty confident they're going to get it if they've already got satellites in the air. They already got some birds flying around. So, you know, I don't know how you stop something like that. Sounds like they're going to get what they want. But opposition, I guess, is the only defense we have. So we have to do that. I have to check the website out. And to Tom, DUI, I'm right at, you said you were at a Yogi Bear Park in Frankenmuth. I'm exactly 1 mile east of that park. It's all open farm field between the park and my house. You can, during the winter when all the leaves are off the trees and the crops are down, if there's any trailers parked on the far east side of the park, you know, I can see them. So, I'm not too far from there, a mile away. And sometimes the wife and I will take a bicycle ride and go through there's trails in the farmer's fields, you know, so you can get to different parts of the field. We'll take our bicycles and ride down the trails and go into the park because we're big-time campers, you know. So we'll go through there and take a ride through the park on our bikes and see what's the latest, greatest in the camping world. But we also do that I'm a member of Outdoor Adventure also, so that's always fun to go there and see what the latest and greatest things are. Some of the gadgets people have, or just the new styles of campers and whatnot. That's pretty cool. But, well, I guess we're supposed to get some rain tomorrow. There's a chance of it, good chance of it. So we'll see what happens. I could use some. Like I said, I got the weeds are getting crazy in my garden. But it's mostly this one weed that I can't remember the name of it, but apparently you can eat it. You can use it for salads. And I can't remember what it's called, but it has like a red stems with a green leaves, and they're like rubbery. They look rubbery, succulent type stuff. And I never tasted one, but apparently you can eat them. They're full of good vitamins, full of good stuff. But I haven't even tasted one, so I have no idea what it tastes like. All I know is you can't kill that stuff. You can run it to your garden, and it seems whatever piece you break off just takes root again. So, yeah, it's a real pain. But hey, Ron, thanks for doing that, Ron. I guess I was a little long-winded on that one. Thanks for doing that, Ron. And send it to you, everybody. Have a great week. Back to that control at AKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, that three-minute timer will get you every once in a while here on the radio, so... Yeah, like I said, I didn't get out camping last year, won't get out this year. I'm just hoping when we go to in September, late September, the weather has cooled off a little bit. We've got guys golf weekend, so we'll be golfing 3 straight days, 18 holes a day, so I don't want to be out there trying to do it in 90-degree weather. None of us are young enough to take that heat so for very long. So, All right, next up on the list, NAEUI, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Tom.
Okay, this is Tom back here at NAEUI. Just waiting for the skull she put there. I don't know what that's all about. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I got the information. I knew you were in the area. I knew you lived in the area. So I guess, you know, I'll tell my wife, you know, can't forget a camping spot in Frankenwood. We'll just stop at your house and we'll just hook up to your electric and your water and we'll just help ourselves if you don't mind. No, just kidding. We plan on camping probably out of part of September. When things cool off a little bit, we're going to go up north, someplace near the water. One more thing. Our granddaughter, she's 9 years old. She's kind of taking a shine to 3D printing. So I found some software for her, and she designed her own little sign. She built a little sign, I think, to put on her bedroom door. No boys allowed, something like that. You know, so she figured out the fonts and the styling and printed it out. And we're going to finish it tomorrow and then print it out for sure. But let me break real quick. I'll explain more. So, yeah, she's I found the software. It's an online design, 3D print design. And she sat there at the laptop and played around with it and taught herself in a few minutes. She's a real whiz, you know. I don't know what these kids are, you know, they're so computer savvy now. It's just secondhand with their second nature with them. So she figured it all out. She got some different style fonts and she spelled it all out and made this little sign and it goes over the doorknob. It's got a little curl, like a coat hanger kind of a bend on it, so you can put it on a doorknob. And then she finished it and she said she's gonna wants me to finish, help me out, wants me to help her finish and then print it out tomorrow and she can take it home with her. We're taking her back home on Wednesday. So anyways, I'm gonna toss it back to everybody and say good night, 73, and catch us all next week hopefully and on the air. And stay cool everybody, just take precautions and fluids. Good night, this is NAEUI.
All right, Tom, sounds like you're doing well with the printer and that. Yeah, there's all sorts of things that you can do. I'm coming up with a couple of new things and building a little weather station automated system and that. I got the ESP board and that ordered, and that should be here by Wednesday, and got some programming to do on it and printed the 3D case and that for it to go in. So lots of little things that you can do, that's for sure. Next up on the list, KD8PAZ, and then I'll do a station break. Good evening again, Minnie.
Good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ, and as far as rain, I got about a tenth of an inch today, so it really poured there for a little while and thundered, like you said, but other than that, we could always use some more rain, but I just, like I say, stay inside, stay cool. I will probably be out for a little while tomorrow to see how that guy does on my septic, but other than that, I'll be in the house. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Manny, yeah, that's a good choice. Just stay right in the house and stay on the cool side of the door. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KCBOA. Any additional comments or rechecks for the net?
KCBOA.
Good evening, Rick. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out, please. 73, KC8BOA.
All right, Rick, I got you in and out. Thanks for the additional check-in there. Any other comments or rechecks for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. KC8YVF clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.